and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Hearns Pond Road. The 911 address is 8415 Hearns Pond Road in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 331, Map 3, Parcel 104. We have one neutral comment in the file, zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 5.8-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing pool, a 7.8-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing pool deck, a 4.6-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing shed, a 5-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing dwelling, and a 5.9-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing dwelling.
Mr. McGrory, if you would introduce yourself for the record, too.
Michael McGrory on behalf of the applicant. This survey is kind of ambiguous about the flood zone. You can see that Cotton has indicated flood zone X shaded, but I don't know what they mean by X. But I checked with Cotton. These marks indicate that this whole area is the flood zone. But that survey will show the flood zone comes right through the house. That's the uniqueness about this property, the physical uniqueness about this property is that flood zone. It cuts out almost this entire area, except where the pool actually is. An additional problem for this hearing. See a red cover for part of that wastewater treatment facility, which covers this side. That pool is pinned in against the original owners when they built the pool thought the property line was in a different location. That's why they had to get a shed variance.
Mr. McGrory, can you hit your microphone?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Is that better? Thank you. In summary, the problem wasn't created by the owner, the applicant. The problem is created by the unique physical nature of the property because of the flood zone and the existence of a septic system. I floated by my neighbors the idea, could you put it in the front yard? I don't even know if the county would approve putting a pool in the front yard, but it would be incongruous with this neighborhood. I know the neighbors don't want a pool in the front yard of their neighbor. And that's the only place left on that property where you could put the pool. And that, even part of that's taken out by the flood zone because it comes across the dwelling into the front yard. And the variance that she's asking for is the minimum variance in order to be able to keep the pool and the pool deck. And it's existed there. It does not disturb the neighborhood. It won't cause a problem for neighboring properties or devalue neighboring properties.
Was this caught during the sale or after the sale? How was
this? During, right? I saw this the day of the settlement on the sale of the property for the first time, and I represented the sellers in the transaction at that time.
So the new owner created none of this which we're speaking about today. This was all created by the previous owner.
Yes, and this, well, actually, the owner that conveyed it to her didn't create it either. They inherited the property from his father and two of them, their father, and one of the heirs, it was the heir of the mother that created the problem. And the problem was created by the fact that the property line was mismarked.
But there's nothing in the application today that's any new additions. It's everything. They're all existing structures.
It's all both existing structures. It's the deck shown on it on here. This deck right in here and that pool.
It's an above ground pool?
Yes.
And the shed structures, are they just sheds, or are they on concrete foundations, or?
I believe this shed is on a concrete foundation. I don't think there's any other sheds out. I don't think there's any other sheds out there. But the notes that are attached are from county employees on that sticker, and it wasn't approved. They couldn't prove the survey because the pool and the deck are non-compliant. Everything else has either got a variance granted or a certificate of occupancy and a permit. And there was a variance granted when they put the garage in. Which is shown as new construction on the old survey and just shown as a part of the L on the new survey.
That was the variance approved this summer, correct?
No, the variance for the garage was approved a long time ago. The variance this summer was for an auxiliary dwelling unit because there was a stove in part of
the property. There was a special use exception and a variance from the size requirement and a variance for a proposed addition.
Right. Oh, no, the addition was already there.
Okay. I'm just reading the findings. So.
Yeah, the variance was granted because of it. I guess because the addition was too close, but it was already there. It was built a long time ago.
Yep.
In fact, that older survey was part of the application for the permit for that addition.
And it would appear that a drain field would be taking up a large area of the back part of the property.
Yes, yes. And that's one other thing. If and when this drain field has to be replaced, it's going to have to be put in the front yard. It will not be able to go back in the flood zone.
Ed, that's been there for a long time, but has any of the neighbors had any complaints or?
No, there's been no complaints. As you're facing the house, the neighbor to the right came in with us to the prior variance, and he's the one that showed me around in order to prepare for this one. He has no problem with it, and we've heard no complaints from any of the other neighbors.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
Do you have somebody here to affirm your testimony?
Say that again.
Do you have someone here to affirm your statements?
Ms. Terrell might be able to affirm some of the statements, but she's a new owner, so the history she can't do. You want to swear me in? I'm very
familiar. Yeah, that's fine. We have to have something under oath. Attorney statements, sworn statements don't counterfeits.
There's a line in the Bible that says, "Thou shalt not use my book for swearing in." So I will affirm.
All right, and your name and address for the record.
Michael McGrory, 110 North Pine Street, Seaford, Delaware.
And you affirm that the statements that you made herein are true to the best of your knowledge and belief, and that you swear and affirm the testimony you provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
other questions from the board? Would you please have a seat?
Do I have to sit here?
Yes, that's fine to sit there. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13147? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13147? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13147 for Michelle Jarrell. The property has unique physical conditions, and that the history of the property, there may have been some mismarking of the property lines, but for whatever reason, the setbacks, it's not built according to the current zoning code, but that's not the the fault of the applicant because they're a new purchaser. Due to those physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. This variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. Variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Leavenworth?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13147 has been approved.